In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the annual celebration of Easter, Christians are to learn that faith is not only a nice set of religious principles to be followed, but is rather, faith, a living, active thing that changes us and gives us life. St. Paul drew otherwise knowledgeable people in Athens from their blind religion of mere human philosophies to faith in the one and only true God, unknown to them until Paul spoke the word of God, telling of the Creator, Sustainer, and Savior of all, pointing to the man, Jesus, who died but was raised from the dead. That is, this thing called faith is actually how God himself dwells in us, renews, and strengthens us. It is not something we somehow conjure up in ourselves on our own, but is the result of God, the Holy Spirit, commandeering our spirit, mind, and soul, enlightening us through the truth of God's word, as we prayed in today's introit. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that opens our hearts and minds to be able to hear, to understand, and believe the gospel. Anyone can read and inspect the facts of God's acts throughout history in the Bible, throughout the Old and New Testaments, without discovering and understanding that none of it makes much sense or difference until you discover that it is all about how God loves the world, and specifically, how God loves you. That's why, in this Easter season, having heard of Jesus' resurrection, as attested to by the first disciples, we now go back to retrace Jesus' teaching and words, once only confusing and mysterious to us, now with the key of understanding them, that is, the resurrection. Last week we began to revisit Jesus' words on the night in which he was betrayed, that Holy Thursday before his sacrifice, where he tells us that he goes to prepare a place for us and will come again to take us to himself, as he said, that where I am, you may be also. Today, we continue to hear his words from that holy night. In these words, he's preparing us to learn what it means to live as his disciples, though we do not see him. He tells us that he is sending the Holy Spirit, and in this way, he himself will be with us to the end of the age. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, is at the same time the Spirit of Christ and of his Father. Today he uses a word that may be confusing at first. He says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." And of course, love is a huge word, but that's not the word that tripped me up. Rather, what does Jesus mean by keeping my commandments? The word can also be translated precepts. We might be tempted to file through the words of his teaching and begin a list as his commandments, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, love one another, as he said that night, first demonstrating in the simple task of washing his disciples' feet, and then in the giving of his life for his friends on the cross. But if we try to make a list of Jesus' commands, where does it end? And even if we have a nice tidy list, like a bucket list, that we can just check each item off when we think we have accomplished them. Well, we're once again well on our way to the blind, dead end of salvation by works. These commands he speaks of, or precepts, are not admonitions of the law of God. They're not commandments in any Mosaic sense alone. They do include the Ten Commandments. Remember what Jesus said about them in the Sermon on the Mount. You have heard that it was said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, and so on. But then with each one of these, he says, but I say to you, and he gets to the heart of the matter. And what is the heart of the matter? What is the heart of the law? What is the heart of his commandments? Remember when the lawyer asked Jesus, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And so Paul wrote to the Romans, love is the fulfilling of the law. Notice the connection between love and the commandments here. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That is, loving Jesus is the keeping of the commandments, all of them. The entire revelation of God in his holy word. What are Jesus' commandments? All his words, his teaching. Now, our sermon title today comes from the hymn of the day, which rehearses God's entire plan of salvation, which is why it's so long. After confessing our need of forgiveness of sins and my own inability to save myself, in love, God determined to save us. God said to his beloved Son, it's time to have compassion. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to all salvation. Jesus, God's beloved Son, is the bright jewel of his Father's crown, sent to bring salvation, to set us free from sin and sorrow, to slay bitter death and give to all eternal life. Listen to Martin Luther, who wrote this hymn. He says, these commandments are that you faithfully preach concerning me, have my word and sacraments laid upon you, keep love and unity among yourselves for my sake, and suffer with patience whatever on this account comes upon you. For I do not mean to be a Moses to drive and plague you with threats and terrors, but I give you such precepts as you can and will keep without commanding, if you indeed love me. To keep his commandments is not a slavish thing, but more with the attitude of watchful care, of cherishing and holding as a treasure, to make sure you not lose them or let others violate them. So you see, this keeping or obeying of Jesus' commands is the result of his love rather than its cause. Listen to that sentence once more. It's not that keeping Jesus' commandments is the way to his love. It is rather, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The love of God for Jesus and for neighbor is a gift of faith. What does the Apostle Paul say of the fruit of faith? Notice the very first fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Against such things there is no law. So on this day of our Easter celebration, the celebration of our Lord's resurrection, our Lord prepares us for his ascension and his living and ruling for us at God's right hand, the Spirit creating and sustaining the gift of faith, the faith that grasps the forgiveness of sins won for us by his cross, the faith that receives, recognizes, and knows and lives love. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.